The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The news never stops. Life goes on around town and around the world. You need a talk show that keeps track of it. A program with bold opinions that's always open to your views. That is this show. Welcome to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM. The Answer.
It's coming up on 8:09. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Wanting to hear from you at 866-660-5759. You can also text us at that very same number via the Patriot Mobile text line, 866-660-5759. Right now we have on the line Representative Kevin Brady from Texas's 8th Congressional District. He is the ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee. Congressman, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, Paul, thanks for having me. I hope you're a happy Thanksgiving.
I wish you the very same thing. You are. We've been talking this morning, and I have to take a premise here on the source of the inflation and the source of kind of the dysfunction in the economy. We on the right are blaming the Biden administration, but I say the inflation is not Biden inflation; it's Fauci-flation, because the predicate for what we're dealing with got set because of the impact on the economy during the lockdowns that he promoted. What say you?
You know, I think that's part of it, except that what we saw was we entered the COVID. There's no question. So let's start with this. There's no question. The lockdown was horrendous to our economy. We lost tens of thousands of small businesses that deserved to stay open only because of those lockdowns. And families, businesses, our economic future, there's no question, all got damaged because of those lockdowns. So your premise, I think, is very strong. Here's the good news. Our economy was so strong coming into COVID. We bounced back, especially under President Trump, recovered, you know, 12 million jobs almost immediately. By the time President Biden raised his hand to take the oath of office, we'd recovered almost 99% of the economy because of those pro-growth policies Republicans had in place. The president then, as you know, just bungled this economic recovery in such a major way that I think he's missed six out of the last 7 quarters of economic growth. He's been below what all the experts predicted. So, and now we have inflation. We have, you know, huge work to still for a lot of businesses, especially here in Texas as well. You've got families that are skipping meals, digging into delaying retirement because they can't figure out how to survive under President Biden's economy. It's a very cruel one, and especially this winter, I really do worry, you know, especially in the Northeast, people are going to be choosing between their heat and their food. It did not have to happen.
We pumped also through that. We pumped $6 trillion into the economy, and I can defend some of it, but $6 trillion into the economy that did not produce $6 trillion worth of economic output, and thus we lit the fire of inflation. Do you agree?
I agree, and that was a perfect way to say it. Some of that was necessary. The loans to keep small business people, you know, alive, to keep their jobs reconnected to the work. There were some the money on the accelerating the COVID vaccines, the treatments, all of that, I think, were incredibly helpful. We had to do it, but so much of that was wasted, and especially the $2 trillion COVID stimulus that that if you look at the graphs, it just did inflation, and it's really not changing. And I think we're going to see very high inflation, very persistent inflation through next year. At least that's what many of our businesses tell us, and their prices, you know, are still, man, four times higher than what any country can tolerate, the prices they're still paying, which always comes down to consumers. So, look, I think the president bungled this recovery in a major way. I don't think he's competent to lead this economy. He doesn't understand it, and neither does the people around.
Representative Kevin Brady from Texas's 8th Congressional District, ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee, is on the line with us. So let's look forward now from where we stand right now. One of the things that has bothered me, and I talk about it when I do talk shows, and I talk about it with any member of Congress that I can, this nation has not passed a budget in regular order since I can remember. How is that going to get? That's no way to run a country. It's no way. No business can do that. You can't just keep saying we're just going to keep spending what we've been spending and doing continuing resolutions. Why can't we write a budget?
Yeah, I what you just said. Our budget process is broken, Paul. As you know, that's why it's never followed. You know, in the House, as Republicans, at least our credit, every year we produced a budget and passed it out of the House, knowing it was probably going nowhere in the Senate. We need new. The one we're living off is from the 70s. What I always say,
yeah,
is,
you dropped out there. We need new what? We're getting some dropouts in your.
We needed, yeah.
You dropped out again. Try it one more time.
You know, I'm going to walk outside here and just see if this works a little better.
That'd be great. Thank you for that. Okay. Appreciate it.
So Paul, we need a new budget process. The one we work uses from the 70s. It's broken. And what I tell people is, look, if Washington were a manufacturing plant, it would manufacture spending. That's what it's designed to do. You want it to manufacture savings and efficiency and reduce stuff. You got to retool the plant. We need a new way of doing budgeting. And that I've seen some reforms from our House Budget Committee over the years that have kind of fired me up. I think could really turn this thing around. So I know it's going to be a thin margin for House Republicans, but man, I'd love to see us propose and act some of those. I think normal people would go, including you, would say, okay, that makes a lot more sense on how Congress should operate.
Well, you just mentioned thin margin. What happened? We didn't expect a thin margin.
Yeah, it was disappointing. Out, and we're going to have to figure out exactly why it was disappointing. You know, a lot of frustrating signals here because we had huge nights in New York and Florida. Obviously, Texas was terrific again, but you know, California, the West Coast areas, we didn't expect big wins. We did, but in other races where we had very qualified candidates and I think the right messaging, you know, we didn't win. Now, look, these were all Biden seats. We knew we were going playing on their field here, but we did expect a better outcome. One thing I did notice is that we won very tight races in Democrat. We won some long shot races, but a lot of those middle sized competitive races, we went 7-1. And obviously independents nationally broke toward Democrats, and we've got to figure out why and fix it.
You know, it bucked the trend because, you know, in history, when you've had the party out of power gains just kind of by default in a president's first midterm election, and you have this enormous dissatisfaction, the right track, wrong track numbers are way out of balance. The people in the country don't think we're headed in the right direction. You would have expected to have seen that manifested much more starkly in the election results than what we saw. And I'm still sitting here scratching my head about it. I think a lot of people somehow were persuaded to vote against their own self-interest.
You know, something happened there. And like you, you know, I don't know the facts, you know, yet here. Was it turnout? Was it abortion? Was it candidates? I don't know. I think it's going to be a combination of different factors there because, you know, in some states, even where we lost, like in Arizona at the top of the ballot, we picked up two amazing new members of Congress there. In other states, Pennsylvania, you know, where it was tougher at the top of the ballot, you know, we way underperformed down in the congressional race. So it really is more complicated, nuanced, I think, than people know. But again, as conservatives, Republicans, we need to figure this out and address it directly, because our goal right now is to make the case to American people why we need a Republican in the White House in 2024.
Thanksgiving dinner this year, Representative Kevin Brady is with us from the great state of Texas, House Ways and Means Committee ranking member. Do you expect to be chairman? Is that a question you don't want me to ask you?
No. Thank you for asking. I was chairman previously before becoming Republican leader, but I am retiring in January.
That's so right.
January 3rd.
That's
is
right.
My last. I would love to, but I've had 26 years in Congress. It's been a remarkable run, and I've been blessed to represent Texas, but we're stepping aside, and I'm pretty excited about the Ways and Means leadership and bench and committee. And Texas is, I tell you, the Republicans, our last two classes have just been amazing and reloading. Texas is reloading our leadership, really, and it's kind of an exciting time.
What you came on to talk about is the fact that Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost 37% more this year than it did last year. What can be done to make it cost less next year?
Yeah, and that's just the dinner. The travel costs to get flights are up 22%. Hotel rooms are up 30%. I use them, are up almost half. So it's tough to get to the table to eat Thanksgiving. The bottom line is do the opposite. We need, as Republicans, our point is you need to do less government spending, less taxes and bureaucracy, regulation that fuel inflation under Biden. You got to do more American-made energy, get more workers reconnected to their jobs, and you need more innovation to reduce inflation. So that's what the agenda we're going to pursue.
Very well. Representative Kevin Brady, listen, appreciate you coming on. Before you go away, I always ask a bonus question when I fill in for Mark Davis here on 660 AM The Answer. Bonus question this morning is, given the fact that the Christmas holiday shopping season starts in earnest day after tomorrow, you get to say out loud on the radio, what do you really want for Christmas?
You know, oh man, okay, you had to stump. Let me just tell you, I love music, and okay, every one of my family knows that an iTunes card is my most treasured possession at Christmas or present. So yeah, I'm going for music.
Well, that's a great thing to go for. I love music too. So, 10 seconds left. Which genre? Where's your music wheelhouse?
Yeah, so almost everything is the short answer. I'm not classical or opera. I haven't developed a taste or anything. But and I love country. I like rock. I like R&B. I'm just all over the place. Just as long as it's good music.
Very good. Congressman, we appreciate you taking the time to come on with us. We wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
866-660-5759. It's Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here at 660 AM. The Answer, taking your calls after the break. Hope you'll stay with us. It's Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here at 660 AM. The Answer. I want to hear from you at 866-660-5759. You can call or you can text via the Patriot Mobile text line. The number is 866-660-5759. What's on your mind this morning? We have been getting screwed by the ruling class elites. That includes one Dr. Anthony Fauci, who gave his farewell yesterday. Thank God. Your thoughts on that? Your thoughts on what we talked about with our guest this morning? 866-660-5759. We're in Arlington. Steve, you're up on the Mark Davis Show. Good morning.
Paul, wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I don't know where that beep is coming from, Paul. The renter that suggested that if property tax relief hits, likely to see a rent reduction may be true, maybe right, because it may not hit our rent property.
Steve, you're breaking up a little bit. Can you move around?
No, I can't. But it may only hit the property tax relief may apply to homeowners.
You'd be via the homestead exemption. Some
right,
homestead,
right.
Yeah. So yeah, okay,
so
I understand
our real
that.
Properties won't go down in tax, and they won't see a reduction in rent.
Well, let me tell you what. I would hope that that's not the case because, you know, I own commercial property, and it's taxed. You know, businesses right. that own their premises, that property is taxed. Not just landlords that have, you know, residential property, but you know, businesses that own the premises upon in which they do business, that's all taxed. I've lost track of the number of property tax bills that I pay.
Yeah.
You know, because I have exactly. I'm just going through my head now. 1, 2, 3, 4 property tax bills that I pay every year that are due not later than January 31st. And I think I'm every bit as much due relief on those taxes as I am on my homestead. So I would hope that if they're going to take the $27 billion surplus that is currently being enjoyed by the state of Texas, if they're going to take some of that and give it back to we who paid it in, you know, that money's there because we paid it in, that they would extend that to every property owner, not just pander to homeowners, but every property owner, because if you put that kind of money back in the economy and give small business owners a break, you will see that ripple through the economy in very, very nice ways.
I agree. The economy would radically benefit from returning control of the money back to the individual. Absolutely.
Because as I said to our guest, I said that money is ours. It's our money. We paid it in. If it's sitting there doing nothing, we should get it back, or it should inure to our benefit. It's not for them to play with. It's our money.
Right.
Well, listen, Steve, I appreciate you calling in, raising that point. You're right. It could only benefit homesteads. Let me ask you this, the bonus question. You can say out loud, what do you really want for Christmas?
I would really love for Putin to not be in control of Russia.
I'm not sure Santa's going to have that in his bag either.
I don't know if that'll fit in the bag either.
I'm not sure that's going to be there. We can ask Santa. We can send him a letter. Not sure the elves can pull that one off either. Steve, appreciate your call. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye.
866-660-5759. I want to hear from you. The floor is yours in the next half hour. 866-660-5759 via the phone or via the Patriot Mobile text line. Paul Gleiser sending in for Mark Davis. More of the show's coming up. Stay with us. 836 here on Wednesday before Thanksgiving Day. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis. 660 AM The Answer. Wanting to hear from you at 866-660-5759. The floor is yours. We're in Grapevine. Joe, you're up on the Mark Davis Show. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, sir. And the reason I'm calling is just to say that I think that the Republican Party should unify under Trump, and just all the competitors should step and join hands and just show unity, especially in this time of Biden's sick presidency for those 4 years that we have him. And we all know that we need something better, and Trump has proven that he is better than Biden, and he's a fighter, and that's what I'd like to see.
Joe, let me respectfully disagree with you a little bit. I think what the Republican Party needs is a good, vigorous, well-fought primary season, and I think we need to give Republican voters and those on the right who want something better than Joe Biden, I think they need to be given a choice. I don't disagree with you that Donald Trump was a vastly better president than Joe Biden is. Donald Trump had what I consider to be an incredibly successful presidency. But here are the concerns that I have about Donald Trump. And they are led by the Republican Party's unexpected and rather serious underperformance in the midterms a couple of weeks ago. The fact that much of that underperformance was directly attributable to candidates that Donald Trump endorsed that didn't win in key races they were expected to win. Most of Trump's endorsees lost. His endorsees that won were either seriously under-opposed or they were running in completely safe Republican districts.
But don't you think that the races that you're speaking of may not have occurred if all of a sudden the break-in in Pelosi's house and the Supreme Court's decision and Roe v. You know, I just don't. I think there was a lot
You're never going to have an election where you don't have things from out of left field that come in. You're never going to ever going to have an election without a quote unquote October surprise. The other thing that bothers me about Donald Trump, as much as I loved his presidency, I'm going to say this for the umpty-umpth time, as much as I supported him in 2016, when I figured out I figured out in New Hampshire, I was not really serious about Donald Trump and didn't really take him seriously until I was in New Hampshire covering the New Hampshire primary, and the light bulb went on for me. I said, this guy not only can win, he may be the only guy who can defeat Hillary Clinton. But here's where I have a concern about Donald Trump. It's his predilection for unforced verbal errors. He gratuitously and with zero provocation attacked Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. That turned a lot of people off. And in swing states, in swing precincts where the margins are razor thin, he can't afford to be turning people off. And the other thing that concerns me about Donald Trump this cycle, as opposed to the 2020 cycle in 2016, his key donors are so far not stepping up, and he can't win without them. So those things worry me about Donald Trump.
And everything you said is good. But that's why if the party would unify and show in 2024 that they are speaking for us, the people, and they're not going to be bickering, fighting, and causing all this name say and all of that, that and stand behind a man that's already proven that he's a fighter. And sure enough, his ways and means, it might not be right in a lot of people's ways. And the only person who can predict a winner and a loser is God. And so the way that this world is today, I mean, I'm 75 years old. I've never seen this in my whole entire life. And we just have to do something. But the big unity and performance of one person. They're going to get on that stage and they're going to beat each other up and they're going to lie.
Well, listen, hey,
stuff that happened.
Joe, you're dropping out quite a bit. I get the gist of what you're saying, and yeah, that will happen. But I tell you what, we have a primary season for a reason. It's so that we can, in the crucible of a competition, we wind up with the best candidate. Appreciate your call, Joe, and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. 866-660-5759. Will in Louisville, you're next on the Mark Davis Show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Paul, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
I hope your drive in from Tyler was good.
My drive is in from Dallas. I actually run back, and I actually go to Tyler every day from my home in Dallas, believe it or not.
For you, I-20.
I know every pebble on I-20.
So yesterday was a glorious day. Fauci left. Hallelujah. He's gone. Unfortunately, the bad part about it, he left a snake pit over in the CDC. They are just in. They are all his picks. They're all his people, and they are the ones that they're the ones that push this. Okay, vaccine. Everybody has to have this vaccine, and we're gonna slide it in under the radar that all your kids have to have it too to get into schools. Thankfully, our governor and our state legislator are trying to weed that out and make that not happen.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a big pro-vaxxer. I think the fact that that in the 20th century we developed vaccines that killed off mumps and rubella and smallpox and polio and other communicable diseases. That absolutely game changing. You know,
I don't disagree with you on that, but I disagree with you because I want to have the ability to choose myself. And actually, throughout this whole thing, I got COVID twice. I had to work the whole time. I mean, I was in the Valley, I was in Houston, I was in San Antonio, I was all over the place. Okay, flying, driving, meeting, all that other stuff. Had to work. You know, it wasn't.
We have to work. Yeah. We got to work. Yeah. I got to work.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get a vacation from work, but I was out in it and doing and moving and going. And, you know, I chose how I wanted to choose. So, and that's good. But that's what I think it is. I think that we need to have that choice. Whole different story on that. We'll leave that alone. But I think that what they're doing is exactly what, and I don't, forgive me, I don't remember the state legislature that was on earlier who was introducing that bill.
Brian Harrison was on.
I think he's right with all that. I mean, I think he's right on with it, and that's a good thing. I think we have too many people that aren't elected, people that are just wielding power that don't need to be wielding power.
We have, as he pointed out, and as Kevin Brady pointed out, we have the abdication of the legislative branch to the executive branch in government, where the legislatures have ceded their authority to the executive branch acting as de facto legislators via regulation and via writing rules and issuing mandates and acting under emergency authority to do things to us that have not been voted on by our elected representatives.
Exactly. And we're going to run into it again and again and again because they've done it once. And so now if the cold season this year gets bad, oh my gosh, we're going to be under a lockdown, a federal, you know, we did it once, we can do it again. It's now the cold is going to be the bad thing. Or, you know, what's next? What comes next?
I was concerned, and I said it at the time. You can go look me up at youtellmetexas.com. I said at the time, it is shocking how quickly we surrendered, and willingly we surrendered our civil liberties. What does this say for our future? Because this is not the last pathogen that's going to enter the bloodstream of the world and cause disease. What happens the next time? And what happens the next time there's some sort of emergency? How quickly and how easily we gave up our civil liberties scared the living bejeebers out of me.
Yeah, we're sheep sometimes. I mean, it was, I was standing at my church trying to get in when they were shutting it down. I wanted in there, yeah, but they shut me down. I couldn't go. Oh, you know, no in person. You can't do that.
Here's the thing that sends me to them. We learned very quickly. We figured out with respect to the Wuhan virus, we learned very quickly that it had next to zero impact on school kids, on young people.
Yeah.
We learned that it was within a very short period of time. Why on earth did we shut down schools?
My daughter went until spring break of, I guess it was 19. I think it was 19. Yeah, spring break of 19. And then they went back. They started late, but their school, because it was one of the not private, but the charter schools.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We went back to school, and you know what? Yeah, every once in a while, some kid would get it. You'd get the report out there saying, "Oh, you know, hey, we've got a report of COVID. Da 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 da. We're doing X Y Z." You know, the kid would come out of school, but they were all there. They were all still learning.
Hold on to schools there weren't. I have a client, yeah. You mentioned, yep. Tyler. I have a client, an advertiser, and I'm just going to plug her, Carol. That's Pope, fine. Sylvan Learning Systems. Her business is thriving. It's thriving for the wrong reasons. It's thriving because of all the young school children who did Zoom school, who did not have in-person schooling, which means effectively did not have any schooling, are so far behind where they should be that they're, the parents who have the means to pay a third party to get them up to speed are using her services. But pardon me, but there are millions of school kids who will never catch up.
No, you're right, 100%. I mean, and the other thing that they're never going to catch up on, which is some of the social things. How do you work with, how do you interact with people? You know, you learn those things at young ages.
Little kids learning to speak who can't see lips moving because we're all wearing masks.
Right, exactly. I mean,
see facial expressions. Don't understand how to communicate non-verbally, which is an important part of communication. All of this stuff was dropped upon us by our so-called expert class, our ruling class, and it was not given due consideration, and it was not given any input from us, and it was simply laid upon us. And if you don't go along, you risk cancellation, you risk losing your job, you risk losing your livelihood, you risk social probation, you risk all those things because a bunch of unelected bureaucrats decided this is how it ought to be. We have turned ourselves over to unelected experts, and the experts have led us astray. We are getting screwed by the ruling elite.
100% agreed, buddy. 100% agreed. Listen, I hate to, but I have to go on this one.
Well, here's why you have to go, because I'm up against a break, Will, but I appreciate your call.
Here's my bonus, though, for you.
Okay. Go. What is it?
Okay, Garrison Brothers, Twice Barrel Bourbon Whiskey. One of those under the tree would be just in.
Okay, Garrison, say it again. Garrison Brothers.
Garrison Brothers, Twice Barrel Bourbon Whiskey.
Off the air, give me your number, and I'll bring it, and we'll have a grand time together, Will.
You got it.
Take care. 866-660-5759. Paul Glaser sitting in for Mark Davis. More of the Mark Davis Show is coming up. Stay with us. 855 and a half here on the Mark Davis Show. Paul Glaser sitting in from the Patriot Mobile text line at 866-660-5759. I get, Paul, I understand where you're coming from because people can't handle the way Trump speaks right off the top of his head. I, too, cringe when I heard him attack DeSantis, and I like DeSantis, but I feel very strongly that he knows something that we don't. It's possible regarding loyalty for everything Trump did to help DeSantis and so forth and so on. It's a long text, but let me boil all of this down. I'm not anti-Trump. I am pro-America. We have to win in 2024. And there's evidence to suggest that maybe Trump can't win in 2024. I would like to have a Trump presidency. I would also like to have a Trump that's just a little bit dialed down from the extreme way he sometimes speaks and acts. You know, I think his shtick in 2016 is what got him elected. The minute he got elected, he was in a position to be above it more than he chose to be. He was in a position to wear the suit in a way that the president of the United States is supposed to wear the suit. He didn't have to punch at everything that came along and give everything that came along oxygen. Donald Trump had the luxury of saying, I'm the man and you're not, once he got elected. And I think now that he is a former president seeking the job again, he needs to raise his game. His comportment needs to improve a little because if it doesn't, you risk alienating people on the margins that you absolutely have to have in order to win an election. That is my only concern about Donald Trump. But I'm not sure he has it in him to dial it back, and I'm not sure he can help himself. That's my concern about Donald Trump. Talk to you about that, 866-660-5759. More of the show after the news at the top of the hour, and I do hope you'll stay with us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.